guys. Great to see the interest rates cut yesterday. Down by another 0.25%. This is good news for investors. Even though this is only the second interest rate cut we've seen since 2009, it's come in the face of basically light to moderate growth, which is a good thing. And what it means is that the RBA is considering the Australian market to be relatively stable, and that inflation's under control. Now, that's all good news for us. What we're actually seeing in this market right now is an amazing opportunity to capitalise on some of the drops that we've seen in pricing. Now, the major capital cities, particularly places like Melbourne and Brisbane and to a lesser extent perhaps Perth, we've seen quite a drop-off in pricing. And now all of that's due to a number of different reasons. Of course, Brisbane's had its environmental issues with floods and the like. And really, the lackluster economy up there with the poor jobs and things like that have really made it the economy actually quite soft. Whereas Perth, it's got great fundamentals. I think it's stalled a little bit, but it's certainly going to come back pretty soon. And Melbourne, well, Melbourne's a different story. You know, Melbourne's had a good run for a good 5 years, and it's just levelling off. Some of the areas have been overbuilt in Melbourne, but others are still good. You know, obviously the hotspots to look for in Melbourne are those where the surrounding areas are of a higher pricing, and you've got an unevenness amongst that economy from a subdivision to subdivision perspective. And interest rates are going to help with all of that. Why haven't I mentioned Sydney? Well, Sydney's just trucking on in there. Sydney's still relatively strong, is still massively undersupplied. The weak economy's really given a little bit of a slow start to the growth that would normally have taken place. So interest rates, again, are going to be a good thing. When Adelaide's chugging along doing its thing, not much happening there really, and Canberra's really following in the footsteps of Sydney to a large extent. So what are we seeing with these interest rates? Well, the lower interest rates are going to mean that you'll be able to capitalise on some of the cheap buys. Now, I haven't mentioned any of the regional areas, but of course there's huge opportunities in all the regional areas with the opportunity also to pick up in positive cash flow. And after all, that's the way to go. If you can pick up the positive cash flow on a property that's a little bit under where it's going to be in a year or so's time, simply because of the lull in the market, we've got great news ahead. The interest rate drop will have a little bit of an upward pressure on pricing, and to be able to use that to get out there and make some serious ground from both growth and cash flow perspective is really, really, a great opportunity for all. The mining towns are doing absolutely fabulously. There's a couple that are overheated, in my opinion, but there's a large opportunity there in some of those that have just started their construction phase, heading into their largest growth cycle. And they're the ones I'd really like, to kind of focus on throughout next year, spend more time going through all of those, each one of the towns, and going through the whys and the hows and what's going on, because it's a great opportunity to pick up on positive cash flow as well as the growth. Now, the interest rates are helping us on that one, and what it means is that our cash flows are going to be even greater because of the greater, the lower interest rate. So it's all good news ahead. In fact, 2012 is going to be very, very exciting. I'm hugely excited about the opportunity to replace income next year with the surge in the regional areas, and the potential for growth. Some of those towns are going to double in value over the next couple of years, and it's really a matter of sitting down and understanding the dynamics behind them. Now, whilst they do come with their own variety of risks, it's something that, education can certainly mitigate that stuff and put you in a very strong position for income replacement for next year. And really, for most of you, that's what it's about. It's about income replacement rather more than wealth building. You can't eat a balance sheet, whereas cash flow provides you that long-term lifestyle change, which makes such a huge difference to everybody. Wealth in itself is great, but it's not. It doesn't change your life. What changes your life is that cash flow. And with this interest rate drop, obviously, interest rate directly affects cash flow, and when we're coming in at an economic cycle that is It's not weak, but it's probably a little bit soft just due to public opinion and those types of things. So you're going to start to see, some really strong ground being made over the next 12 months. So it's time to take all that on board. It's time to set some goals over the Christmas break and really decide on what your peg in the sand is for next year. Get on board and let's get out there and make that happen. So, guys, thanks so much. Have a fabulous Christmas if I don't talk to you before then. And we'll be back again to talk to you real soon. Bye for now.